and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. That little pitter-patter of little feet, little doggy nails is Donka, because she won't settle in tonight, because the kitten is around, driving her nuts. But I digress from what's going to be tonight's topic. Tonight, I am talking about the current Humble Bundle on Humble Bundle, the old school fantasy role-playing bundle. It is simply awesome. If you have any interest in OSR gaming, the PDF value here is simply second to none. So I'm going to give you the link right now, and I'll give it to you again later. The link is, this is a shortcut, tenkars-tavern.games/OSR bundle. That's tenkars-tavern.games/OSR bundle. Now, let me tell you, for a buck. Swords and Wizardry Complete. Listen, I know, it's already free. Swords and Wizardry Monstrosities, not free. Priceless. Every monster entry has an adventure hook. The Rappanathic Player's Guide, Grimm's Gate, another adventure for Swords and Wizardry. Victorious. Victorious is the Victorian role-playing adventure in the age of the Superman kind. So if you like steampunk and you like superheroes, this is it. That's from Trollord Games. It's an excellent game. You're getting the full rules. Creeping Cold, an adventure for Swords and Wizardry. The Treasure Vault of Zadabad. I believe that's also for Swords and Wizardry. In any case, it's old school, and it is pretty damn good. The Lost Temple of Forgotten Evil. Now, there are a couple of these at different backer levels, I guess, but that's a very nice old-school adventure. Well done. And Hyperborea. Yes, Astonishing Swordsmen and Sorcerers of Hyperborea, the second edition. This is the latest one. This book is huge. This is all, you get all this for a buck, okay? If you don't have a buck, I'm sorry for you. But no, seriously, you get all this for a dollar. Anybody who passes this up, even if you have everything but Victorious or everything but Hyperborea or everything but Monstrosities, for a dollar, you can't beat it. You really can't. $8 includes all the above, plus Goblins of Mount Shadow for Castles and Crusades, Lion on Ropes, Castles and Crusades, Tome of Horrors, Complete Volume 4, Swords and Wizardry, Cyclopean Deeps, Volumes 1 and 2, Swords and Wizardry, Victorious Hunter and Hunter Catalog, Dead Men Tell New Tales. This is a North Texas RPG Con limited release. It's the only time it's appearing in PDF because I just talked to Bad Mike. Crypt of the Science Wizard. Skeeter Green, formerly of Frog God Games. It's for Swords and Wizardry. It's a recent release, too. It just only came out a couple months ago. Fane of Poisoned Prophecy. Noxbell, issues 1 through 3. Noxbell was the magazine that Matt Finch helped put together. This is the first three episodes. First three issues of it. Forgotten Fane of the Coiled Goddess. The Player's Handbook for Castles and Crusades. Assault on Blacktooth Ridge for Castles and Crusades. Castles and Crusades, Mortality of the Green, also for CNC. Death in the Techland. And the Complete Tome of Horrors for Swords and Wizardry. At $8, you get everything I've spoken about already. Now we're going to get you at the $18 mark. You might tap out. That's fine. Tome, Tokens of Horror. This is 275 or so virtual tabletop tokens for your use in your games. Tome of Horrors update for Swords and Wizardry. Hexcrawl Chronicles. Hexcrawl Chronicles. That is, I believe, John Slater. This is 7 settings, basically. Many settings. Hexcrawls, they are extremely well done. Rappanathic for Swords and Wizardry. Huge mega dungeon. Rappanathic Expansions, Volume 1. Rappanathic Bestiary. The digital maps. The digital maps are, again, a recent release. They are beautiful. These are full-colored digital maps. If you play VTTs, you can have it. You can have both your DM's copy of the map with all the numbers on it, all the traps, and you can have the player's copy that you can use with your, Fog of War. Boom, you're done. Rappanathic Swords and Wizardry Addendum. There were some expansions that were done to Rappanathic when they really re-released it for 5e. This is your Swords and Wizardry stuff. Victorious, Manifest Destiny, Victorious, Phantasmagoria. Some more Victorious stuff. You're getting a lot of Victorious stuff to play with. Oh, and Victorious Evil in White City, Act 1. Awesome stuff, right? So we're pretty much done. No, we're not done. The Midderlands. With the full-color poster-sized maps, although they're digital, the Midderlands is probably one of the best recent settings to come out. Although written for Swords and Wizardry can work with any OSR setting, it is awesome. Fight On. That was the other OSR magazine as the OSR was kicking off. Issues 2, 5, 6. All right. So we're done, right? No, we're not done. Sorry for doing that to you folks. But we have 2 adventures for Astonishing Swordsmen and Sorcerers of Hyperborea. Beneath the Comet. And I'm going to fuck this up. The Anthropophagy of Zenbala. I'm sure I screwed that pretty well. Castles and Crusades, Monsters and Treasure. And Midgard for Swords and Wizardry. If you don't know what Midgard is the setting done by Kobold Press. This brings the setting to Swords and Wizardry. So all, if you pay $18 or more, you get everything I've spoken about. And that's just literally in that holy shit level of stuff. It's really, really impressive. So I'd say, if you like OSR stuff, something to take a peek at. Again, tenkars-tavern.games/OSR bundle. tenkars-tavern.games/OSR bundle. Give it a check. Give it a look. I think the value is overwhelming. I'm already in for 18. There's only a handful of things there that I did not have, but $18 pays back when you're buying just one or two of these things on DriveThruRPG. So, yes, I wholeheartedly back this and suggest this. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you, as always, for stopping by. I do appreciate it. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.